In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11, this is letter number 3504, Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of Iyar, Tavshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 27th. Now it says 20 and 27th of Iyar, maybe there was two dates there, I don't know. Michtovei Michtav Chav Zayin. Oh no, the Rebbe says the letter of 27th of Iyar and the previous one. So he sent two letters to the Rebbe. The Rebbe is responding to them. And the Rebbe said, I enjoy that you are staying connected with Rabbi such and such, it doesn't say. And the Rebbe makes a blessing, a bracha, that may be the will that this should be a change. The Rebbe wanted very much for the Hasidim, for Chabad, to reach out to others and to bring them in or bring them close, even at least those who want to get closer. But sometimes an extra push, you know, reaching out to them and drawing them close is what is needed. So the Rebbe says, at least those who wish to become close, but they're thinking, in their view, there is not that friendly reach out, or what's called Kamayim aponim leponim. This is always used as a phrase when you show a face, a smiling face in the water, you get back a smiling face, a mirror image. If you show a sour face, you get a sour image back from the water. Basically, the other one's heart reflects what is in your heart. So, and basically the Rebbe is saying, if you're nice to other people, they will be nice to you back. In other words, you can't expect them to get close without being nice to them. Now, the Rebbe says, for sure, you're right that both sides are guilty, and there's really no reason for that distance. But the Rebbe says it's fitting that the Hasidim should be the ones to start off with the steps to reach out. Don't wait for them to reach out to you. You reach out, even though both sides, I guess, are guilty. And the Rebbe says, self-understood, that you can pass this along to all the young men, to all the Hasidim in general, in my name. Although, the Rebbe says, this is understood, that this, fulfilling this, should not be because they're instructed, they accept it. That will be more effective. If somebody is told, oh, be nice to the other person, and the only reason they're nice is because they've been told, it's not as effective. But if they are nice because they want to be nice to the other person, it comes from themselves, then it's more effective. The Rebbe wants the Hasidim to reach out. I'm not sure exactly who the rabbi over there is or who the community, but apparently there was a little bit of a distance, and the Rebbe is encouraging them, for the Hasidim to make the first step to reach out to them, and then they will in turn reach out. And the Rebbe says, even though the Rebbe says that you should do it, not in a way because you have to do it, but if you do it because you're actually reaching out because of the importance of it in of itself, that will be more effective. The Rebbe says usually doing things because you enjoy it is the way to go, because it's more effective. But there's an exception the Rebbe brings down. If a person who is considered to be a faithful servant of Hashem, over there, the Rebbe says, if he accepts the yoke, it's a special servant. Most slaves either do it because they have to do it. They're not interested. But if you have a faithful slave, it's discussed in the Hasidic discourse known as the Reish Samach Vav, the Emerald and Vav, that can actually bring you to tremendous enjoyment. A servant who is so dedicated to the master, when he accepts and does what the master does, that brings him to a tremendous level of delight, of enjoyment. But that's a unique level. Most of the time, it's when you enjoy it, you do it better. It's not when you just do it because you have to do it. So that's why the Rebbe is saying, go ahead, reach out to them because that's what you really want to do, not just to listen because I told you to, and do that. And the Rebbe wants them to reach out to them and to bring them closer to Chabad and to Hasidus. Again, it would help if I knew exactly the background over there, but it'll do for now.